بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شارف إلى الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت توريد دور هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصاب نور الله مركزه والشيخ أول هذا الكلام هي قلستان طيبة مسرور هونغا قلستان طيبة مسرور هونغا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا میں روزے پہ صلی اعلی نظر کر کے میں روزے پہ صلی اعلی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا ہر ایک امر میں راہ سنت پہ چل کر ہر ایک امر میں راہ سنت پہ چل کر خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا مدینے میں جب قلب و جان چھوڑ آیا مدینے میں، جب قلب و جان چھوڑ آیا میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا، میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا۔ قبا کی زیارت او نفلوں سے اختر، قبا کی زیارت او نفلوں سے اختر، ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا، ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا۔ گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا، بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا، میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا، کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا۔ عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى۔ Brothers, before starting, while the ash'ar were on, our beloved and near Hazrat Hazrat Wala directed that the light should be put off because nobody was there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين, that bring Allah consciousness in your life and stay in the company of the pious. That when you will stay with them, then automatically their good qualities will rub off onto us. This is great lesson for us. One time, we invited our illustrious Hazrat Wala, and I say this with a lot of happiness, time and again, invited Hazrat Wala to Benoni, and took it for granted that Hazrat Wala will come to the masjid, Hazrat Nur. But when Hazrat Wala reached, Hazrat Wala said, in Hazrat's compassion, saying, Mustab, what are we, Mustab? Mustab, hameh toh malum nahi ke masjid kahan? We don't know where the masjid is. This was a lesson for us. That when you invite somebody, see to their comfort. See to their, you invite, you're giving somebody hadiya, it is for his comfort, not to discomfort, not to put somebody into inconvenience. So when we'll stay in the company of the Ahlullah, then all these things will rub off onto us automatically. At home, we are in a room, the light is on, we come out of the room, we leave the light on. Now in summer, now with the extreme heat, Alhamdulillah, Allah made it possible from the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We never had ceiling fans before. Now we've got fans in the rooms. We put the fan on, children come out, we ourselves will come out of the room, forget to put the fan off. If the fan is on, all there's air condition, the air condition is on all the time. Today we read articles of many places in the country, in Senegal, Aliwal North, where there's not a drop of water. They have started a campaign that whoever is passing by that way, then drop off 5 liters of water at one of the collection points, at one of the filling stations, etc. So a ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat. That a ni'mat, when it is taken away, when it is lost, then you will realize the value of it. A person's got 10 fingers on his hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. But if a person, day before, last night we heard of a very close, one of my son's friends, who was playing with some firework or something and lost one of his fingers. And such a person, who is very, very finicky, we would say, very, very conscious about his appearance. Now they've got the plaster, everything on, the operation was done, doesn't even know that he's lost his finger. They don't know how to tell him that the finger is gone. But when the plaster will come out, then you'll realize what the value of that finger is. Ask that person who hasn't got an eye, what is the value of an eye? Ask the person who hasn't got a foot, what is the value of the foot? And so, this is great lesson for us. Hazrat Wala said it, that the light is switched on there, and there's nobody. If there's nobody using it, then put it off. We should take lesson from this. Allah give me first of all tawfiq, thereafter everybody else. And wallah, this is the barakat of our Hazrat Wala. Otherwise, we studied and everybody say Mufti Saab. Everybody say studied in India and like this and like that. But we haven't even learned the ABC of becoming insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that Rijal, they were men. Men, we are all men. They had two eyes, we've got two eyes. They had lumps, we've got lumps. They had a body, we've got a body. Biologically, whatever they had, we've got. But they were men of matter. They had qualities in them. They had sifat in them. And in this day and era, if we want those sifat to come into us, then stay in the company of the Ahlullah. Stay in the company of those who have been already polished, those who have got a great bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that إِذَا رَؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ. When you see them, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the compassion of our Hazrat Ali. Allah, otherwise we are not even fit to sit in Hazrat Ali's majlis. This is Hazrat's compassion that Allah, Hazrat Ali gives us ijazah to come to his majalis. Hazrat brings himself down to our, so that we can understand. Brings his level down to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me sincerity in what I'm saying. Wallah, all these things are there for us to learn. And even my sitting here in front of you, this is Hazrat's compassion. Otherwise, what me? What do I understand? Such great words. One time, and this also Hazrat's barakat. We were walking with Hazrat Allah going home, and I said to Hazrat Allah that, you know, many ash'ar has recited in the majalis here. But the effect that comes in the ash'ar of our Dada Shaykh, our Dada Peer, Hazrat Arif Billah, Rumiya Zamana, Tabriz Waqt, Tabriz Dora, Shah, Hazrat Mullah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, is just totally different. So where me and where these words? These are great bayans. These are the encyclopedias can be written. Words, so much can be written. One, our Hazrat Wala says time and again, one stanza, one couplet here. If we came all the way just to understand one couplet, then we've achieved a lot. What am I going to translate? We took Hazrat Wala's majalis all these years, we're taking it for granted. We just accepted it. Yes, there will be a shahad that will be recited. Hazrat Ali will make tarjuma, we'll listen and we'll go. Now that Hazrat Ali is telling us, now we're realizing what this is, what the value of it is, what is being said, what is required of us, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. And wallah, as I'm sitting here, these words are the barakat of my Hazrat Ali. Otherwise, we'll be stressing all the time that what am I going to say and what am I... Why? Because our amal, it ought to have been only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm sitting here that how I'm going to present, what I'm going to say. But that's the barakat of our Hazrat Wala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ikhlas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sincerity. Allahumma ja'al amalana khalisatan li wajhikal kareem. وَلَا تَجْعَلِّي أَحَدٍ حَظًّا فِيهَا. وَاللَّهُ make our amal only for your pleasure. And there should be no share in it for anybody else. In our niyat should be totally, wholly and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the unwan, the topic of these ash'ar, Gulistan is Tayba se Masroor Hunga. That the gardens of Tayba, of Medina Sharif, of the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by going there, I will become overjoyed, I will be elated, I will be taken aback, I will be overwhelmed, that where have I come? And Gulista, this is an orchard, this is we say there is seven wonders of the world, botanical hanging gardens and botanical gardens, and we don't know what and what they say, that is a garden. As the teaching of Hazrat Wala, one time, somebody came in the presence of Hazrat Shaykh Mullah Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and this week at one of the masajid where Allah gave tawfiq of speaking, then I said that these are our akabirin. The ulama of Dioband, we follow the Sharia according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah as interpreted to us by the ulama of Dioband. And we identify with them. And we take pride in it, so to say, pride in the sense of happiness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without us being rightful of it, has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked us to these ulama. That ulama of other regions of the world, Sir Ankhopar, be they on our heads and on our eyes, we honor them all that they are ulama. They are ulama, they are the Wurafa of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the heirs of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, what the ulama of Dioban has given us. The way of moderation, not too much to the right. In politics you say right wing and left wing and that wing and I don't know what and what. In sports you say offside and this side and that side. The road of moderation. Not too much on the extreme, not this way and that way. That in everything they taught us the way of moderation, of how to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we take pride in the sense of joy, in the sense of happiness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked us to these people. That somebody came in the presence of Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and speaking, asked him from where he is, and he said from New York. Hazrat Wala said to him, "Wo kaun sa gaon ka naam hai? That is the name of which place?" So we take pride. You know, I'm going for holiday. I'm going to Paris. I'm going to London. I'm going here. I'm going there. Madina Sharif. Tayyiba, the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What dua did Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu make? That Allahumma rizukni shahadatan fi sabilik. Waj'al mawti fi baladi habibik. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, oh Allah, grant me death in the city of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant me a mawt of shahadat, of martyrdom. And make it in the city of your beloved. In the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted dua. The dua, and both were there, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him martyrdom, granted it to him in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these ashar here, that ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hunga, that ajam, every place besides Arab, the ajam, so to say, the places where people don't know language, they don't know how to speak. That from all these cities around the world, from every place other than, we will go now to from the jungles of the whole world. We will leave every other city and go to the Gulistan, the Teba, to the garden, to the orchard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Masroor hunga, I will become so happy. I will be overjoyed. I will be elated. That who am I? What is my value? Allah, you brought me here. What am I fit? This was the ground where my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set his Mubarak feet. This was the ground where the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in had walked. What am I? Oh Allah, you brought me here. I will become elated. I will be overjoyed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible for me to reach such a place. Medidare gumbad se makhmur hunga. When I will see that green dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then makhmur, that I will become intoxicated. I will go into a trance. I will be in a different world. That where? The gumbad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Hazrat Wala always reads the ashar before starting any bayan, that this Rosa Park of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the being who is sleeping in here, the being who is resting in here, a place of generosity, a place of akhlaq, a place of teaching, that humanity came from this being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us all the teachings of becoming a human being through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the same touching the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, greater than the arch in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I will see this place, makhmur hunga, I'll just go into a trance, I'll just go into a different world, I'll just be intoxicated, I'll be just overwhelmed, I'll just be overtaken. Kabhi noor hunga, kabhi tur hunga. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his face, the noor that will come into my heart. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam asked Allah, that Allah, I want to see you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, lan tarani, you cannot see me. But if you are persistent and you want to, then look at the mountain. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his tajalli on the mountain of Tur, how it just splits asunder. Like that the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will just overtake me. Not because I'm myself, but because I'm in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because I'm next to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What the fortunate ummat we are, that we are the only nation who knows exactly where the Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried. Every other nation, they will tell you, Musa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried here, or they will say there, or there, or here. Every Nabi, but we without any doubt, as our Hazrat Wala said, puts it so beautifully, book a ticket, get your visa, your passport, everything in order. Within a few hours, you're there at your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making salam, وَهُوَ قُفِي قَبْرِهِ حَيِّ, and he's alive in his qabr. And now you are talking, pouring your heart out to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Gunaho se apne mein ranjur hunga, bafayze shafaat mein makhfoor hunga. Now when I will be in that very mubarak place, in the place of, I'm right there by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now I will think of my gunas. And that should not make us despondent. Ghalib was a very, very great poet of India. And he said that, oh Ghalib, you want to go to that place, you want to go to Makkah Sharif, you want to go to Madinah Sharif, what all these gunas of yours, you have done so much wrong and you think you are going to go there? How can you, sharam magar tujhko Niyati, you don't have any shame in you, how can you go with your load of gunas there? Then Hazrat Mullah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Partabgadi Rahmatullah Ali, again the Ahlullah, he fixed up the Ash'ar and he said, no, with all these gunas and with all these faults, I will go there. Ro ro kar unko manaunga. Now I will cry, I will shed tears, and I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, what have I got? I've only got gunas. Now you forgive me. Now they are also gunas se apne mein ranjur hunga. I will be saddened, I will be in grief, I will be overtaken by remorse, and I will be so sad upon all my wrongdoings. And what are we? What am I myself? A body of wrongdoing. Now I will think of my gunas, and I will say, I will become very, very sad. Befaizne shafaat, mein maghfoor hunga. Now, then, with the affairs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, and as per the teaching again of Hazrat Wala, the dua after Adhan, and the seven prescriptions that were given to us for dying with Iman, for Husn Khatima, if we can just practice upon it, now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make shafaat for us on the day of Qiyamah. When nobody else will have that permission, he will intercede on our behalf, and through his intercession, inshaAllah, I will be forgiven. So now that rage and that remorse and that grief and the sadness will be taken away, inshaAllah, I will be forgiven. Uregi hawa se jo khaake Madina, main aise ghubaron mein mastoor hunga. Now what are we putting perfumes and what we are putting roll-ons and what we are putting sprays and camphor creams and dust cream and navyas and whatever the case may be, when the wind will blow in Taiba, in the Madina, in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the dust will be going all over, I will be covered in that dust. Main aise ghubaron, such mubarak dust, as we said, that the sand touching the mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam greater than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I will be covered in that type of dust. One of our kabirin, I cannot remember the name now, when somebody took a rumal for him to India and gave it as a hadiah, he put it to his eyes, he kissed it, and he showed a lot of ihtiram, lot of honor, lot of respect. He said, Hazrat, it's made in China. He said, I also know that it's made in China, but it had the opportunity that the atmosphere, the air of Madina Sharif had touched it. If the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can come into our heart, and then al-muhib liman yuhibbu muti'i, then a person who loves, he becomes obedient to his beloved. If the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can come into our hearts, then automatically we will follow in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then like we are seeing today, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, and we don't think that we are better than anybody, but the act is despised, that our children, when they're keeping those braids and keeping this double length hair and all those things, why? Out of the love of those football stars, out of the love of, and we were in the same, that not that we are better than those people. Allah give us also hidayat, give them also hidayat, but we despise the action. If it wasn't for our Hazrat Wala, then on Saturdays, Yom Sabt, Maghrib time, running, when coming to the masjid, instead of Adhan, what was the score? Who's winning? How many minutes left? It's gone into overtime. I was also in that condition. That is the face of our Hazrat, the barakat of our Hazrat Wala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeping long over us and give us tawfiq to benefit from Him. So, uregi hawa se jo khaake Madina, main aise ghubaron se mastoor hunga, that when the winds will blow in the city of Madina Sharif and the dust will come up, and I'll be covered in such dust, so mubarak, so blessed. This is an honor for me. May Rosa Pistalli Allah Nadkarke Badil Noor Hunga Baja Noor Hunga. Now I will go to Rosa Park. I will present my salat and my salam. And again the teaching of our Hazrat Allah. What are we? Who are we to send salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Every durood that we read, Allahumma salli, that Allah you send, you have commanded us. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi, that Allah and His Malaika, they send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the different meanings. Now, O ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you also engage in this. Then we are saying to Allah that, Allah, how can we send durood? You send on our behalf. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending that durood. Now Allah is sending the salat and that barakat and that nur and that everything upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on our behalf. What a mubarak ummat we are. If only I can realize what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires of me, what is required of me, what is the value of being in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the aspects that our Shaykh says, that make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it on a daily basis, that, oh Allah, without me being rightful of it, you gave me birth in a Muslim home, you made me in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I'm at the Rozay Park, I'm reading salat and salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conveying it on my behalf. Otherwise, what is my tongue? What is my body? Who am I? Now I'm at the Rozay Park and I'm reading the salat and salam. Madina ke anwar sham us sahar se sarapa dilo jaan se masroor hunga. Now with the noor and the tajalli and the noor of Madina Sharif, the morning and the evening, the beautiful sunrise, the beautiful sunset, the atmosphere of Madina Sharif, being there day, all the time, listening to the adhan, listening to the tilawat, going to the Rozai Park, going into Riyadul Jannah, the mornings and the evenings, what atmosphere is it? How many a person that just comes back from Umrah says, I want to go again. Came back from Hajj, says, I want to go again. I wonder, so far we haven't met anybody who said that, I don't want to go again. I never, anybody who goes, comes back, says, if only I can go back again. And we can go to other cities of the world, go once, twice, thrice, four times, right? A person will get tired of it. But go to Madinah Sharif, go to Makkah Sharif, go to all this, and then come back. Every person feels that, when can I go back? So now, I will be so happy, I will be elated, I will be overtaken in joy. Main mamnoon hunga khuda ke karam ka, kabhi dil mein apne na maghroor hunga. Now I will be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will show my gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, you brought me here. It's not my effort. It's not my money. It's not my ability. It's not that I made an effort, that it is me that who has come here. Oh Allah, you brought me here. How many a person with all the resources in the world on his side hasn't even seen Makkah Sharif, hasn't seen Madinah Sharif? This is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, you brought me here. I won't become proud upon it, that, you know, I went so many times, I made so many umrah, I met a very close friend recently. So, Mustaf, you know, 21 Ramadans, I haven't missed a single Ramadan in Madinah Sharif. 21 Ramadans. But be that on its place, that now we'll have to show great gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, you brought me. It's not my doing, it's not my effort, this is your fadal, this is your compassion, this is your grace. Har ek amr mein raah sunnat pe chal kar, khuda ke karam se main mansoor hunga. Now in everything, I will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Total ittiba' and total ita'at. Both obedience, total to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether it is sleeping, eating, visiting the toilet, or in public life, domestic life, wherever it is, each and everything I will try and do according to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Uhud ke shahidon ke khoon e wafa se sabak lekar paband dastoor hunga. Now, when I will go to the plains of Uhud and will see the shuhada of Uhud, the martyrs of Uhud, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the other Sahabas there who gave their life, now we will take the lesson of loyalty. That for the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were prepared to give their life. And they paid the ultimate price. They paid with their life. Now, and I'll see that, don't be that they just visited a few graves. That I also went to Uhud. I also did this. I went on a three haram tour. It's not a tour. This is an ibadat. This is a safar of ibadat. This is you're going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going towards sacred places. Now I came to Uhud. I saw those the graves of those martyrs. And I will take lesson of loyalty. That what is required of me, that I should follow in the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever will bring a way of life forth in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, other than the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not going to be accepted. It's going to be rejected. So now I will take that lesson of loyalty from the martyrs of Uhud. Uhud ke Madina mein jab qalb ja chhod aaya, main mahjoor hokar na mahjoor hunga. Now, now that we in Madinah Sharif, Madinah ke jab qalb ja, now I am leaving and time is up, two weeks or 3 weeks, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us. Hazrat Shaykh Alana Abu al-Hasab rahmatullah alayh, when he left, then he looked back and in that grief said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't wish to leave, but the responsibilities of propagating your word, spreading it throughout the world, now I have to go and fulfill that responsibility. That's why I'm leaving. So, bodily, I will come away from there, but spiritually, my heart, I will leave it there. And the last line, Quba ki ziyaratu naflo se akhtar, har ek raah sunnat se pur noor hunga. Now, when I'll go and read the two rakats nafl following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the masjid of Quba, then from every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will bring fairs, it will bring noor into me, my life will be enlightened, and it will be only to my benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us all to go there in the right spirit, with the right frame of mind, realize what the place is, and give us the great benefits of going there time and again.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. In this kitab of our Shaykh, Kashkol Ma'arifat, in other words, where the bits and pieces of everything. Here Hazrat discusses the tafsir of one phrase of the Quran Sharif, وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ. The translation of it, that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam forgot, made a erred with regard to a command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The crux of this, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam ki mutalliq nisbat e isyan jaiz nahi. With regard to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam or any Nabi to say that he sinned, this is not jaiz, it's not permissible. Though Allah used the word sin, but for us to use that is not permissible. Like for example, the father reprimands the mother. He is the husband. He reprimands the wife. Now it doesn't mean the children also start talking to her like that. Eh? The husband got the right. He for certain reason, reasonably and in a good proper way. But now for the children also, many of people who don't understand. A sheikh, for example, reprimands a murid. Then the other murids also start telling him. It's not jais for them. So for our elders, those who are equal to them, who are above them, they can say, use such harsh words. But for juniors, for them it's not permissible. And then also it is a lack of understanding the full tafsir. So Hazrat explains this, which is very important, adab. Respect in our lives, very important. Baz nadan logo ko asa Adam o Rabbahu se shubha hua ke Hazrat Adam alayhi salam se isyan sadir hua. Some ignorant people, though they made tafsir also, but they wrote and they have this impression that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam sinned. He committed a guna, na'uzu billah. To use that, though Allah used the word sin, but to use that word for us is not permissible. The whole explanation is given here. Lekin ye jahal azim hai. This is great ignorance. Quran ka baz ki tafsir karta hai. It's necessary if we want to understand the Quran to study the whole Quran. And for some of the Quran explains the other parts of the Quran. Only then can a person get a proper understanding. If you only take one ayat in out of context, you'll make a mistake. For example, Allah Ta'ala said that the Jews, the Christians, all who brought Iman will enter Jannah. Some people took the meaning that the Jews and Christians of today. It means the Jews and Christians who bring Iman and they believe in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is again in another part of the Quran Sharif. So therefore it's very important that a person looks at the whole of the Quran to become a mufassir. It's not just looking at one small part here, one ayat individually, isolated and you make tafsir. Allah Ta'ala ne isyan se aapki nisyan ko ta'bir farmaya hai. In another part, this what Allah called isyan, sin. Allah has referred it to another place as nisyan, forget to have forgotten. That the Adam alayhi salatu wasalam forgot. But wajhe aapki ulu shan wa ulu martabat. Because of the high position of Nabi of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala explained it in another place that Adam alayhi salam did not commit a sin, and as the people, you don't refer to it as a sin. Allah Ta'ala, and this is under the rule, Hasanatul Abrar, Sayyatul Muqarrabin. The good actions of the Abrar, they will be regarded as the sins of the Muqarrabin. At one time, Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave a bayan to the ulama in a tablighi ijtima. So they make it clear that only ulama must be present there. But one person who was not an alim, he also said when he went to his hometown, he started lecturing the ulama like that. And he was an ordinary person. For Mufti Sahib to say that to the ulama, those words and what he said was 100% in order. But a junior to go and now say to the seniors, that is not correct. So this we have to understand. Just like, for example, a child on the road is being naughty, using bad language. You might not tell him anything. He's just a child. You feel he might even take off with you. But your own child, then you will tell your own child. So those who are closer have a different relationship. So Allah Ta'ala told Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, we haven't got the right to use those words. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi arqam farmate hai ki ye ta'bir حضرت علامہ علوسی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے کہ نسبت عیسیان کے اپنے آب و اجداد کے ساتھ جائز نہیں. What your elders and your forefathers to say that they were sinners, this is not permissible. Your own elders, etc. پھر کیسے جائز ہوگی انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے ساتھ؟ Then how can you ever use this word with regard to the انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام؟ نیز عقل شجرہ کا واقعہ قبل عطا نبوت کا ہے. And this instance also where Adam علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام erred, he forgot, was before he became a Nabi, not after he became a Nabi. Afterwards Allah Ta'ala made him his Nabi. جس پر یہ آیت دلالت کرتی ہے. And this آیت proves this. ثم اجتباہ ربہ. After that Allah Ta'ala chose him and made him his Nabi. So it was after that. نیز یہ عصیان در حقیقت عصیان تھا. This عصیان which Allah referred to as عصیان as a sin, in actual fact it was forgetfulness. That he forgot at that time, not that he committed a sin. جیسا کہ علامہ علوسی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ روح المعانی پر ارقام فرماتے کہ حق تعالی کی ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی says that فنسیہ ولم نجد له عزما. اللہ کلیئرلی یوز دا ورڈ نسیہ نسیان, ہی فرگوٹ. دو اللہ یوز دا ورڈ عصیان. I hope I'm explaining and people all are understanding that the word isyan and nisyan. That one place Allah said isyan, but here Allah explained by isyan we meant nisyan. That Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had forgotten. First, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam bhool gaye. He forgot, that is what it is. But Allah is Allah. And his Nabi as his Nabi, Allah used that little bit harsher word. And Allah is the right. We got no right to do that. اور ہم نے ان کو ان کے اندر کسی قسم کا ارادہ اور عمد گناہ کا نہ پایا. We did not find any type of sin, the desire of sin, intention of sin, that we did not find. A person forgot. He erred, he forgot. That is different. And a person who wants to commit a sin, that is different. So Allah made it clear that he did not. But because he is so close to Allah, Allah used a little harder word. یہ محض تحوہ اور چوک تھا. It was just a he overlooked and it was just an error. لیکن بڑوں کی چوک اور تحوہ کو بھی عظیم سمجھا جاتا ہے. But the error and the overlooking of a higher person of a higher rank is also regarded as serious. Like for example, the person who is a sweeper in a company and the person who is a director, the mistake of a director is very serious. The mistake of a sweeper can be overlooked. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was very superior. He was going to be the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah used that, for our Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we even take them to task for that. But for us, we must not do that. So therefore tafsir, giving bayans also, etc., we must be very careful how we speak about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, all the great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. چونکہ علم الہی میں تھا کہ بعض نادان اس آیت سے مقام نبوت کو اپنے قلم سے مجروح کر کے ضلوا واضلوا, گمراہ ہوں گے اور گمراہ کریں گے. اللہ تعالیٰ in his knowledge knew that there will be people who will come later, and from that آیت وعسى آدم ربه, that آدم علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام he erred, but they will translate it na'uzu billah that he sinned. So Allah Ta'ala in another ayat cleared it up that it wasn't sinning, it was just a he overlooked, he forgot. And these people will be those who will go astray themselves and make others also astray. Therefore a person must be very careful, and our Shaykh Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali taught us that Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi made lot of dua to Allah Ta'ala for adab. Adab is very, very important. Sometimes we lose adab, we go like the whole poem about Medina Sharif, the adab of Medina Sharif, the value of Medina Sharif. Isliye Allah Ta'ala ne Quran Kareem ke dusri ayat se is isyan ki tafsir nisyan se farma di. Therefore in the other ayat Allah made it clear that this was not isyan. It wasn't sinning. He had no idea. He wouldn't have sinned and gone against the command of Allah even before Nubuwwat. So it was just that he had erred. He had overlooked. So we know also your worker, your children, your subordinates. One is that they are just disobedient. That is different. One is he made a mistake. He wasn't careful enough. But the more closer is, the more harder you take him to task. So in here, Hadrat has taught us this great lesson of respect and adab, and also that everyone can't make tafsir, and don't just look at one isolated ayat. May Allah give us the reality of deen, inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed us with the opportunity that we were in Makkah and Medina Sharif for the past 2 weeks. And if a person goes with the right intention, as Hazrat mentions, whatever we do, we must make an intention. Many a time people go there with the intention of ibadah. So a person does the ibadah, and when he comes back, his life is normal. Should our intention should be, firstly, we go there with the intention to reform ourselves. And inshallah, when we come back, our entire life will be right, correct. Just a few things that come to mind. Firstly, regarding this adab, I usually mention this when I'm coaxed by anyone to speak to the students at a madrasa. That from personal experience, the importance of adab, that in our class we had two students, totally different. One of them was, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him, that while studying third or fourth year already, he was married, he had a flat of his own, 2-3 cars also and everything. But I remember clearly one incident that in one of our lessons, that as artists we don't realize their importance also. Inshallah, I will come back to that just now. That one day the ustad told him perhaps he didn't learn his lesson or something. So the ustad, who at that time was regarded as a junior ustad, the ustad told him, "You khabis hai, ab khabis hai." Like we'll say in the school, "You're stupid, you're not learning or anything." So this person retaliated and he told the ustad, "Khud khabis hai." So everyone perhaps took it as a joke, and anyway, get it on life, we finished the alim course and everything. And after this person finished, he was married, he had 2-3 children also, he went back to his hometown. And his father had owned a few franchises, so he was working in one of them, he got involved with a black lady that was there. Finally his marriage just integrated, his son was a hafiz also, we still meet him also. But at the present moment this person is now driving buses. And I always tell people that this one sentence always comes to my mind, that perhaps because he told this to the ustad, that's why Allah Ta'ala is treating him in this way. And in the other hand, there was a student, perhaps not very bright, just making the grade basically, without fail every day, perhaps the ustad would be shouting him, even hitting him. But at the end, just before the end of the lesson, he'll go outside, make the ustad show straight, walk with the ustad, carry the kitabs. And alhamdulillah, today one of his children, last year he qualified as an alim and he's teaching in a hafiz class, although himself is not a hafiz. So this adab, we haven't understood what it is, but when the reality dawns upon us, then only Allah Ta'ala, make dua Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of this, inshallah. As far as adab is also concerned, that in the Haramain Sharifain we go, many people we might regard in our circles as being honorable, dignified people, just the manner they hold the Quran Kareem, your heart hurts. That once I saw, I was sitting there, and one person put the Quran on Ashura, in Medina, it's near each other. So this one person got very upset, telling him in his own language, "How can you put the Quran there?" So the person took it and put it on the shelf. The same person, when he took the Quran, he took it in his left hand, he put it on the floor, he was busy drinking water or something, and then he took it. So this adab that we learn in the madaris, sometimes we feel that the ustad are very harsh, they hold the Quran in the right hand, we don't understand the value of this. And then in Makkah Sharif, between the Maghrib and Isha Salah, alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity of meeting Mawlana Lambat and his two sons as well there. Mawlana Ismail was sitting on the chair for a few days after it in Medina, alhamdulillah, it was everything going right. So I'm sitting in the Haram Sharif, Makkah, in front of the Ka'batullah, and it was a Thursday night, normally they give out tea and zamzam, like a iftari. And we were sitting after the salah, so a person goes between Maghrib and Isha salah, a person will normally make tilawa. It's a difficult time to make tawaf. So this person next to me, he looked like an honorable person, he had presented us with food and everything. He took out his Quran al-Karim and he started reading Quran. So I was trying to listen and trying to figure out what para he's reading. I couldn't even make out what this person was saying. And at that very moment I realized the importance of our satiza. That here in South Africa, you take a boy that's 10 or 11 years old in the harem and tell him, read the Quran. You'll be able to, alhamdulillah, you'll be able to see him read Quran and Karim, but this person perhaps is 45 or 50, and he's thinking that I'm doing the right thing, but he can't even understand the words that he's saying. So before that, when every person should make dua, perhaps for the ustaz you make dua 1-2 minutes, Allah give them barakah, give them blessings, whatever you give them. But then you realize that even 25-30 minutes dua is not enough for what they've given you. Your entire life basically is because what they have done to you. So alhamdulillah, we always are grateful to our ustaz al-kiram for whatever they do for us. And then another important lesson we took is, once just before one of the salahs in the Hatim area, one boy was lost. So the security guard that was there, they picked up the boy and put him on the small wall. They're telling the boy to stand up and see if your father is can make you out or something. 2-3 minutes, this boy was looking around, shouting and everything. And after some time, his father came. It was about 20 serfs at the back, so everyone was waiting for Salah. So he walked to everyone, and every person is going past, the person is shouting him. In Urdu, you can see he's telling him that, what kind of father you, how are you, you left your child. Each and every person is basically taunting him. But he's not worried, he goes to his child, and he embraces the child. And at that moment, when he embraced the child, I was just thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in one hadith of Qudsi, that Yabna Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك ولا أبالي. That, oh, Bani Adam, if the sins you have is to reach till the edges of the skies, and then you seek my forgiveness, I will forgive you and it won't even matter to me. This father, no matter what everyone else was telling him, as long as he had his son, he was happy and satisfied. So similarly, we find perhaps whatever our past life is, people may taunt us and everything, but once we got the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us, we don't have to worry about the rest of this world. Similarly, one other incident that came to mind, I was speaking to Malana Ismail and I told him that in your previous umrahs that you came, how many tawafs did you make that, on your daily visit? Because now you were sitting in a chair, perhaps 1 or 2 tawafs you could make per day after the Isha Salah or something. So then the hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you explained to me that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in a hadith that when a person is sick, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the days of his sickness will tell the angels to record for him the amal that he used to do in his days of health. And then though this person was sitting there doing absolutely nothing, but guaranteed whatever amal he had done on the previous visit, he had come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had given it to him. So while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with health, with wealth and time, let us use it in such a way that when the time comes when we really need it, when a person is ill, when a person is unable to do these things, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to him as well. Just one more thing comes to mind, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith, that الحلال بين والحرام بين وبينهما مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثيرا من الناس. That halal is apparent and haram is apparent, and between these two are doubtful things. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يعلمهن كثيرا من الناس. Many people are unaware of this. So Mawlana Parak was once in Rainbow Masjid and he gave this, explained this hadith. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, many people don't know it. In other words, there are very few people who know about these things. And that's why we find in our gatherings, ulama, we find ulama are less, and people who don't know, they are more. Similarly, we find our mashayikh, they are less, but the people who are non-mashayikh, they are more. So he mentions that we find from our akabirin as well, not only the akabirin, from the imma and mujtahideen, that there were very few of them, but because of this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, لا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Many people don't know it, so what's the best way forward? فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِبْدِهِ. That person who remains away, stays away from these things that are doubtful, then his deen and his izzat will be safe. And if a person has any problem, then we should refer to these people. Nowadays we find, in many places we mention that there's people that are saying we need to interpret that Quran itself. Allah Ta'ala mentions himself in the Quran that there are many people that you don't know. Even those who know, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us. So make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Hazrat long life and good wealth, health and wealth. And together with that our astatis are people who have taught us anything, let us see them with respect, honor and reverence and continue making dua for them. And let us be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malala mentioned about the Akabirin of the Oban. Just one more incident, one more minute I'll take. One person, they were having dars there. And he told me, why don't you sit for the lessons here? My mother was apparently a bit sick that time, so I told him, no. He said, no, you won't get lessons like this in your whole life again. So I told him that we haven't understood who our Akabirin are from Dioban, that they've given us everything. These are perhaps reflections of what they have given us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality, inshallah, to realize our ulama and appreciate them, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی سہانی کس نے دی, ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی, وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله, اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به, واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا, أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة, فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.